When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Moving to the NHL, maybe, I know he's talked about a lot, Sean, but at the same time, I mean, kudos. Sidney Crosby, 1,000 assists, just absolutely gets it done, and we should never doubt a Sidney Crosby team. The turnaround that they've made after the trade that they made, and everyone thought they were going to be done for 4 or 5 years, and they might not make the playoffs. But just absolutely on a heater to make this a good playoff race in the East.
I have immense respect for what Crosby and the Penguins are doing right now. I feel like I need to also add the quick point of context where the only reason they're in this race is because of how everyone else around them has faltered, right? The Flyers, Wings, Capitals, the fact that they've been all so bad the last month and a half, that to me needs to be mentioned when you're talking about Crosby, and then we can properly give him his flowers, because it is, take nothing away from what he's doing. I'm not trying to, but I do think that context is important, because he could just be on this heater right now and it could mean nothing, but it only means something more because of what the other teams around the Penguins have done. And he's a top five player of all time. And that's one of those things where, whether you like the Penguins or not, that's something where when you're watching kind of greatness and you're watching how it plays out, it's important to stop and remember it, because this is, at some point, Father Time gets everyone. And at some point it'll get Crosby too, just like we talked about Pavelski and Dallas and everything like that. But to me, it's been fun to enjoy. Like that Detroit-Pittsburgh game last night was one of the games of the year. It was a wild game, great game. And to see things he does still, he's also never been, the other interesting thing about Crosby too has been, like, he's never been much of like the personal record chaser. And not that I don't have an issue with people chasing personal records. I think it's fine. I think it's part, athletic success and excellence is important. But it's been interesting too, where it's like, I don't think with like all of Crosby's achievements somehow seem understated every time. Like, he gets 1,000 assists and we're like, oh yeah, I expected Sidney Crosby to have 1,000 assists. Yeah. Like, it's like, I'm like realize how high the bar is for this guy when I'm casually like, oh yeah, I knew he'd get 1,000. Like, there's only like 4 guys in NHL history that have that many.
Yeah. I mean, all time great. And we just, I don't want to say we take him for granted, Sean, because I mean, clearly he's one of the biggest, bigger stars in the NHL. But I do think you're right. Every once in a while, it's like, oh yeah. Yeah. All right. And on that note, kind of joking here, will you forgive all of my Julius Honka takes in return, since I predicted Michael Bunting was going to be a beast in Pittsburgh? You know I'm getting on that soapbox, right?
We were all wrong about Julius Honka, so let's just we can all accept that. But yes, so Bunting has been, that's been quite a, I'll admit it, that was a surprise for me. I mean, the fact that he's kind of clicked that way. It's funny. We could see, it depends on what happens with, like, Islanders Pittsburgh play game 82 against each other.
Wow.
That game could be to decide.
Yeah.
Originally I thought it might be decide who gets in. I think it might be to decide who gets to play Carolina in the first round.
Yeah. No, you're right. Heading down the stretch, as much as, like, you know, excited for the game tomorrow, I'll be at the AAC. I'm definitely DVR in Colorado, Winnipeg. You know, that is a fun thing to watch. All right. Also in the NHL, Connor McDavid kind of stuck at 99 assists. And if he gets to 100, he'd be the only fourth player to do it in NHL history, or Gretzky, Lemieux. Gretzky did it several times. I mean, just those names alone. What year do we consider Connor McDavid an all-time great?
I mean, I think he already is considered an all-time. I think it's fair to already consider him an all-time great. He's the type of guy who, if for whatever reason decided to walk away from the game tomorrow, right, he would still go into the Hockey Hall of Fame. I think that's completely fair. I mean, he's got the wild thing about McDavid. Actually, I want to look this up real quick. And this is a. So, okay. Yeah, the wild thing about McDavid is, like, he's already at 650 games, 643 games played. I don't think people realize how much hockey he's already played. Like, he's only 20 points away from 1,000 for his career already. He's gonna early next season, he will be at 1,000 points. It is, I gushed about MacKinnon earlier and everything like that, but, like, McDavid is, he's incredible to watch.
Yeah.
So it's, I hope he gets 100. I hope he gets that 100 assists because it's a cool number and everything like that. It's also, it'd be kind of cool too with, like, from a stat perspective, right? Like, this year, he's got 99 assists, right? The 10th leading scorer in the league, William Nylander, has 96 points. So if McDavid had zero goals this year, he would still be top 10 in points for the league. Same goes with Kucherov too. Like, it's cool to see kind of what's happening with these three guys at the top that are going to kind of, like, be there for that Hart Trophy conversation between Kucherov, MacKinnon, and McDavid. It's a cool time to be a hockey fan right now. Just, I think we should just acknowledge that sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we pulled a Spitz and Suds stat, so hopefully I'm right. I'm a single guy, so I had nothing else to do. The Stars have eight 20-plus or more goal scorers. The last time that was done and a team won the Stanley Cup was the early 70s Bruins, so a long time. So I thought that was fascinating, that different time now, but at the same time, I was shocked that the Bruins, going back, and they had eight at the time, but there were a lot of teams above them with eight or more goal scorers that didn't end up winning the cup.
I mean, I would imagine, I mean, A, it's a rarity, right? So, like, to have eight 20 goal scorers, that's
amazing. One thing.
That's an achievement in itself, right? Like, I don't know if you pulled total on it, but I can't imagine, you rarely find a team this deep, right?
Yeah.
And it also shows how hard it is to win the Stanley Cup too, right? Like, that's another part of it too. To me, I go a step further. The fact that you have eight 20 goal scorers and then you have a defenseman who has 15 right there, that shows depth. I mean, you're talking about getting I almost combine Logan Stankoven and Evgeny Dadonov into another 20 goal scorer, right? Like, if you I think let's see, like, technically at their games played, technically if you combine Dadonov and Stankoven's points into one, they would have 18 combined goals in 72 games. So, like, it's almost like another one where you had your one replacement go out, where Dadonov might have reached 20 goals this year if he stayed healthy and Stankoven didn't take his place. So it's a good problem to have, isn't it?
It sure is. Also, a very good, I don't even want to say a problem because it's not a problem, is 4.5 stars on Amazon for Sean Shapiro's hockey movie, The Late Game, which you can rent over the weekend. I just wanted to point that out. That's impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It is it's been a fun. We were actually in I was in Denver this week for we did on Tuesday night I was at the Avs Wild game doing some work for both my own site Shap Shots and doing some EP Ringside stuff, and then Wednesday night we did a nice event with because our writer, both our writer and director Jeff Tyner, who we've had on the show before, is based in Denver, and so is our executive producer Jeffrey M. Zucker was on, and they're both based in Denver. So we did kind of a Denver showing with and did like a nice little charity event with some of the Avs alumni thing, and so it's kind of cool to see that audience and some other people watch the movie on Wednesday night. And as I've told the Jeffs that we need to get Dallas on the docket sooner than later, and we will.
Sure
And
do.
Gavin and I have already texted and chatted about some of those ideas in the background, and hopefully at some point here. The nice thing about Dallas, Gavin, is when we talk about it, and this is just the reality, you're talking about a team where you got a long string of hockey-related things that it can fit with. So that's a good time of it's a good time of year for Dallas.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, I was envisioning a time in the future where, yeah, you come to town, we get Castillo, we get Tiffin, we'll get Luds. And we just kind of hold a forum and talk hockey as well. Because I think that
That would
would,
be.
or we do a happy hour or something like that, have some Frosties and just, you know, enjoy the Spits and Suds listeners. I mean, I want to give back because you guys have meant so much as far as the growth of this show. So when we get feedback, and it's really cool because people in the hockey community are noticing too. And, you know, that's super cool. And I appreciate it. You know, it was really funny, Sean, when I was on Winnipeg Sports Talk yesterday, and there's a message board that you can watch, and I was reading it afterwards, and they were asking me about the program, and I was talking about, you know, co-hosting with you and co-hosting with Craig Ludwig, and the message just all of a sudden shin pad, shin pad, shin pads. I mean, you know, hockey fans, man, the recall is absolutely amazing. So it's really cool. So stick tap to you, my friend. Stick tap to all the listeners out there, hopefully we will be able to celebrate after tomorrow's tilt, and hopefully we go on to, and I say we, I was criticized for that, the Stars go on to win the Western Conference. Am I allowed to say we?
It is like, here's the thing about media and we and everything like that. This is a podcast where we, Sean and Gavin,
Right.
our job here is to talk about the Stars and break things down. But at the end of the day, I think I hate when we overly gatekeep people from being fans and covering the team at the same time. Like, Gavin, you go to the games, you're a season ticket holder. Enjoy it, man.
Yeah.
Like that's the type of thing. Like I think I used to be, I don't know. You asked me this question 10 years ago, I probably would have been a little bit on my fresh out of journalism school, high horse, big J journalism. I don't root for anything. I'm not. I'm a robot, and you gotta have fun with life, man. Right? Like this
Yeah.
is this show. We're gonna do this show whether the Stars are good or bad.
Right.
It's more fun when they're good. We can call it like it is. That's fine.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely. And if you're listening to this and you're going to the game tomorrow and you want to meet up, I'm happy to get you a Frosty on me as a thank you for listening to Spits and Suds. Sean, you are awesome. Have an awesome weekend. Enjoy the finals of Denver versus Boston College. That should be an amazing tilt. Super excited to watch that along with Stars hockey. Lots of good hockey coming up, you know, in the next few days. My friend, have a good weekend.
you too, Gavin. It's always a blast.
Absolutely is. Spits and Suds fans, we'll be back tomorrow recapping Dallas, Seattle at the AAC, hopefully talking about the Central Division title. I'm Gavin Spittle. Have a great day, everyone.